Inabushu and the Great Flood. Inabushu went back home to Nokomis and heard sexual noises coming from the wigwam. He thought someone was taking advantage of his grandmother. He was infuriated, so he shot his arrow through the wigwam and wounded someone inside, and out came a bear who took off running. He didn't know the bear was his grandpa because he had always shapeshifted into a man while raising him. Inabushu chased the bear down and killed it and cut it up into pieces, and then he started to smoke it. While he was smoking it, he noticed that these two trees that were crossed and rubbing against each other, making a squeaking noise, and it was irritating him. So he climbed those trees to go bust them off at the top so they wouldn't make that noise. But he got stuck between those trees. While he was stuck there, a whole bunch of foxes came out and grabbed all his meat and took off with it. The only thing that was left was the bear's head. Finally, he got unstuck. He was mad. He turned himself into a little snake. He crawled into the bear's mouth, into his head, and started to eat what he could out of it. He started to eat its brain, its eyes, its tongue. He was eating everything. As a little snake, he began rolling around inside the bear's head eating. Inabushu kept eating and twirling around, and that head just kept rolling towards that cliff. As he ate, it created a momentum, and that bear's head started to roll slowly across the land right towards the big cliff. On the bottom of that cliff was a lake with a big tunnel in it where the serpents lived. It rolled right off, right into the lake, directly into that serpent tunnel, and that head sunk right to the bottom and it landed in the land of the serpents. Right away, the serpent started to question the little snake. "Are you Inabushu?" Inabushu said, "No, but I know where he is." Inabushu was such a smooth talker, he convinced those serpents that he knew where he was. And they got all joyous and they let their guard down. Inabushu turned himself into human form and started to shoot all those serpents' shadows, again killing lots of them. He was able to do that using his grandpa's power. The nourishment for that battle came from his grandpa, and he was victorious. Shortly after, the chief of the serpents called a meeting with all of the serpents. It was agreed that they were going to use their medicine to flood the earth to drown Inabushu. That is how they began to flood the earth. One day, the water began to rise. It didn't rain. The water just rose and rose. Everybody was trying to live, just trying to survive. So they started to climb to the mountaintops. All the animals were on top of the mountains. And Inabushu was up there too. As the water was rising, Inabushu began to climb a tree. When the water reached his body, Inabushu sang a medicine song and the tree grew taller. But the water kept rising. When it reached his body again, Inabushu sang another medicine song. This time the tree grew again, but not as much as the first time. The water kept rising. When it reached his body again, Inabushu sang a third song. This time the tree grew a little, but not as much as the second time. The water kept rising until it rose right up to his mouth. He was thinking to himself as the water was rising, "The serpents are actually going to drown me. They actually won." Right at that moment, the water stopped rising, and Inabushu knew that his third song had worked, and surely by then the serpents had thought they had been killed. There sat Inabushu at the top of the tallest mountain, on the tallest tree, still sucking air. He had barely made it. He knew that he had to do something. And at that time, when those serpents flooded the earth, a lot of Anishinaabe perished. Some Anishinaabe survived by being tough. So Ninavuju thought, I have to do something. I have to bring the land back to the people. Ninavuju started to ask the different animals that were around to swim down to the bottom of the waters and bring up some earth. Many birds tried, and different animals, but they ran out of air before they could get to the bottom, so they swam back up. So Muskrat said he would go. Ninavuju grabbed the muskrat and blew into its mouth. He filled him up with air and sent him down. Muskrat made it and was able to grab a handful of earth, but ran out of air coming up. He died and floated to the top, and in his hand was the dirt. Ninavuju spoke to the powers of the universe and asked for his brother the wolf to come down and help him. And he grabbed that dirt and he blew it, and it started to create land. The land just started to grow. The wolf followed the land. He followed the edge of it as it was growing and reported back every day how far it was. On the fourth day, Ninavuju thought it was enough. Ninavuju had brought the land back for the surviving animals and humans. With his helpers, the animals, they created the rivers, the lakes, the mountains, and the trees. They created everything. It was beautiful. They worked hard at it.